Matthew Stuckey here, and I want to make another video on traits of psychopaths, and I want to talk about a failure to accept responsibility for one's own actions. Here's a definition from a website on psychopaths about a lack of responsibility or a failure to accept responsibility. Psychopaths don't accept responsibility for the problems in their lives. They see their issues as always being someone else's fault. They frequently play the role of the victim and enjoy sharing stories about how others have taken advantage of them. Now, I do want to say this, that none of us naturally like to accept responsibility. For example, a little boy gets in a fight with his sister and does something wrong and he gets caught and he feels justified because his sister did something to him. And so we always like to try to pass the blame onto other people rather than accepting responsibility. But psychopaths take this to a whole nother extreme. Some of the ridiculous things you'll hear with serial killers are this person will kill 20 people and his excuse is, well, when I was a kid, my mom paid more attention to my little brother than me. So I have every right to lash out, and it's my mom's fault, it's not my fault. And that's obviously a ridiculous explanation or excuse for murdering innocent people, but these are the sorts of things that they will come up with. Now the question is, does this fit with the Bible? And the answer to that is absolutely yes. In Genesis chapter 4, we see a couple of examples of this as we see murder committed for the first time in the Bible. And both times we see that the murderer tries to shift the blame and doesn't want to accept responsibility. It says in Genesis 4 verse 9, "And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother?" This is after Cain has killed Abel. "And he said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? Is it my responsibility to keep and to watch over my brother? It's not my responsibility." And he's basically saying, hey, God, it's your responsibility. You know, it's not my job to make sure that he's okay. And then it says in verse 10, God responds, "And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened up her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth." What's the response of Cain? Does he say, you know what, you're right, I screwed up, forgive me, what a terrible sin I committed? "And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear." Look, Cain, you killed an innocent person who did nothing wrong, and now you're upset because God says you're going to have a difficult life and be a vagabond. And what you're seeing is that Cain does not accept responsibility that he did wrong. He committed murder. He took that free will choice because he was angry at God. And he chose to be mad at Abel because Abel's works were righteous in the sight of God, whereas Cain's were wicked. And what we see is he does not accept responsibility for his actions. And you know, the Bible says when Cain murdered Abel, he was of that wicked one. So he was actually a reprobate when he chose to commit that murder. And then, of course, afterwards, he doesn't accept responsibility. It shouldn't really be shocking, because if somebody's willing to kill somebody in cold blood, is it shocking that they don't want to take responsibility? You know, of course, if they're doing something as wicked as committing murder, they're probably not going to want to take responsibility. Genesis chapter 4, verse 23, we see this. "And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice, ye wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt." And, you know, Lamech comes home and he really has to beseech his wives to hearken to him, obviously because he did something wrong. And he says, "I have slain a man to my wounding and a young man to my hurt." Now, there's kind of two different ways to take this. You could take this that, you know, when it says he killed a young man to my hurt, that's reiterating the same person that he had just mentioned that he killed. I personally take this as two different people that he killed, which would make him the first serial killer in the Bible. But there are two different ways that you could take that statement, I believe. But regardless of whether it's one or it's two people, he says to his wives, hey, listen unto me, I just killed someone. Then he says in verse 24, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And so Lamech feels 11 times as justified for the crime he committed as he says that Cain was. And if Cain was avenged sevenfold, I deserve 70 and sevenfold, because he's basically saying it was not my fault for the situation that happened. Now, of course, we don't really know in much detail exactly how Lamech killed someone or the exact situation. It is in the same chapter with Cain, and we see a man who does not want any responsibility. He won't accept any responsibility whatsoever. So that would indicate to me that he is a psychopath. He is also a bad person. It does not appear to be self-defense at all, but he feels justified. And y'all, what is this? It's not accepting responsibility for one's actions. Well, those are two examples in Genesis chapter 4, but you can see that throughout the Bible with psychopaths as they do not accept responsibility. You also see it in the world with serial killers and these wicked, evil people where they will feel justified. And what will often happen is serial killers will deny that they did anything wrong. They'll try to defend themselves. When they finally admit that they did commit the crime or whatever, they also have a reason why that they're justified. The only exception you're really going to see is if these psychopaths or, you know, these serial killers, what they'll do is pretend to be sorry and pretend to take responsibility, but it's only a method to try to get off on a lighter sentence. It's not actually sincere. It's actually fake. They're being dishonest, but they're doing it for a purpose. And of course, they feel justified whether it's committing the murder, whether it's lying about the situation, whether it's being deceptive or manipulative to try to get out of the situation, because they believe that the whole world revolves around them. So the only person that really matters is them. And so they feel justified in whatever they do because the only person that matters is themselves. They think they are more important than other people. Now, they might not always audibly say that, but that is the truth, that they believe that they're more important than other people. In your personal life, you know, hopefully you never have to deal with a serial killer. But, you know, even in your personal life, you know, you're going to meet some people sometimes that over time you start seeing these massive red flags. And it turns out that they were bad people, that they were psychopaths. And you are definitely going to see this with them, that they do not accept any responsibility. And, you know, sometimes it's shocking. It's partially insulting when they take a situation and try to pass the blame onto somebody else when it's clearly them that committed wicked sins or did a terrible thing. And then part of it is just laughable. Part of it's insulting and part is laughable. And you look at the situation and you're wondering, am I living in the Twilight Zone? I mean, they do some terrible, wicked, evil things, and then they try to just make it seem like it's not a big deal, that they're justified, and then they try to make themselves out to be the victim, and that is just what's so shocking about it. You're dumbfounded. I mean, how do you even respond to that when somehow they try to make themselves out to be the victim when they committed terrible sins and did terrible things? But what you have to realize is that oftentimes they're very charming, as we talked about in an earlier video. So they're very good at talking their way out of situation, no matter how many times they've lied and no matter how much they've manipulated. So this is something you're certainly going to see if you run into psychopaths in your personal life. They do not accept responsibility for their own actions. They always believe that they're justified in anything that they do. They always believe it's somebody else's fault. They are perfectly fine with lying and manipulating because they believe the world revolves around them. And if they do something terrible, they will never accept responsibility for the actions and the sins and the choices that they made in life. It's always somebody else's fault. They always have a valid reason for everything they've done, no matter how bad or wicked it is. Anyways, thank you and God bless.